This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. Have you ever thought about money being the cause for you or me to wander from the faith? It's really a scary thought. When you think of all the things that could cause people to wander, I've known people who've had horrible experiences in their life and they've just kind of wandered away from their faith, but money can be the cause in your life and in my life. And then if you'll jump to verse 17, command those who are rich in this present world, which by the way is everybody in this room in terms of the world. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. John Ortberg is an interesting author. He wrote a book called When the Game is Over, It All Goes Back in the Box. I love that title. Remember the old board games? You'd get them out. And when the game was over, everything in the Monopoly game went back in the box. And he says, that's a parable for life. When life is over, it all goes back in the box. He says this, that in 1970, not many Americans thought that a second car or a second TV were necessities. Now everybody does. I mean, obviously in our culture today. Can you imagine that? In 1970, not many Americans thought that a second car or a second TV were necessities. 11% of people thought air conditioning in their cars was a necessity. Only 11%. How many of you would freak out if you'd lose your air conditioning today, like me? I lost it just in the last week or two, and it changes the way you drive and the way you feel in your car. And he says this, everybody thinks that they need one thing to make themselves rich. This is interesting. Listen to that again. Everybody thinks they just need one thing to make themselves rich. You know what that one thing is? More. That's all I need, is more. You may disagree with what I'm about to say, but money is the most sensitive issue of your life. There was a time when I was younger in the ministry that I felt I had to be careful talking about anything to do with the sexual realm. Nowadays in the media, everything is talked about. And of course, the latest thing that talked about is transgender, and that's all you hear. And so we are bombarded in that area in our media, in our mind's eye, and we don't even think about it. But I'm convinced that the area that people still are the most sensitive about is money. Money is the touchiest subject, and I think I'm going to share some thoughts with you from this scripture and from people who are commenting on this scripture that it's true. Let's look at verse 7, one of the most important statements in the Bible, in my opinion. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Someone has said when you're born into the world with potential. And when you die, you take with you your destiny. For it's appointed unto man once to die, destined to die once, and after that, the judgment. We bring nothing into this world, we take nothing out of it. Verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. You know, people don't believe that verse at all. Did you know that? People, American Christians, do not believe verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Well, I know this is a sensitive area in your life because it's a sensitive area in my life, in the life of people I know and love, just like you. If you have enough courage, I'd like to ask you to listen to all this message this week on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or to listen to any message you may have missed on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.